letting the body slide itself into a position that feels like not just a preparation for something else, but that as we let the body come into an alignment in stillness, that process of letting the body feel for itself, for alignment, as a sacred act. A coming towards stillness in a way that feels like it could bring towards ease and deepening as a sacred act. So when we investigate the possibility of what could be living in a way that there's no regret, we could easily feel alarmed that we don't want to miss out, we don't want to forget to do something. Most importantly, for most of us, most of the time, it's more about leaving room for not forgetting to do nothing, leaving room for slowing down into stillness. Leaving room for no regret that we were always busy. No regret that we did let ourselves be just available. For life as it is. Life including what we like and don't like. Life beyond birth and death, as well as between birth and death. Noticing that when we play with feeling for alignment of the body, what really happens is a kind of gentle alignment of body-mind. Not inviting a perfectionist, continuous trying to find alignment, but just that organic cellular life without thinking, just arriving in there, more or less. What is the sense or the kind of fragrance in, amongst, between, behind the worries, excitements, plans, regrets, etc.? Even though we're not perfect, even though things are not as we thought they should be? Is there an okayness or even a sweetness? And can we just leave room for all of that? Things are somehow problematic, not okay, and there's okayness. Can we not be one-sided? Can we just be with both? The mind's training is to go so superficial, so small, to care about things that don't matter. And that's not all. And we're so deep, bottomlessly. Small mind, big mind. Both. Small mind could be, I want to understand, I don't understand, I do understand, I did understand already, or whatever. And big mind doesn't mind that ongoing talk. Isn't bothered. Has tenderness for that activity. So what if we play with feeling or imagining that what we are is bigger than the body and bigger than what we know of our mind, the conscious mind? Maybe starting with feeling the body and the space around the body. Feeling or imagining. Leaving room for thinking that's taking up some kind of space. There's room for all that. As if we're a space in which sound waves pass through, thought waves pass through. The warmth of the body creates itself and spreads out a little bit into the room by itself. For a while on the earth. All of it as if coming out of nowhere. And so the sense of the space of the room, the sounds, the skin, the thinking, the body, the emotion, the warmth, the sense of aliveness, a sense of okayness. It all is happening, and there's enough room for it all, that much space, and maybe more. Enough for all that's happening, and also nothing, room for nothing. Room for stillness. The movement of breathing, these waves going through our tissue within a wide space that we can't quite find the edges of. There's not a line where we end or begin. But there are waves of breathing that we can feel, that can be felt. Resting back, allowing the flow of life to be felt. The flow of life happening by itself, and the being felt also happening by itself. All that aliveness in its many expressions in this moment, direct experience, fresh. Resting back to leave more room for its freshness, just as it is. Non-interference. The beginning of out-breath, the falling of it, down into the deep bottom bowl of the end of the out-breath. And then what happens after the out-breath. And then a kind of turning towards the in-breath the body does, as the in-breath starts to rise, the body starts to open, to pull the air in, massaging through the organs, through the bones, with that opening. And opening further until it kind of comes to a round ending. And then what happens after the round ending of the in-breath? Then the out-breath again. Live. Dropping down to the bottom of the lake at the end of the out-breath. Letting it be felt. Letting it happen. Relaxing into the massage of the breathing movement. And the way it's already felt before we get there to feel it. Such a light touch. This movement and all the other movements of life even the movement of me is a movement of life. It's not my doing, happening within a great space, allowed to have space, a little more space. Letting the breath be a wild animal that has its own rhythm, not tamed, not on a rope of control. Resting back. Down. In. Sometimes in the quiet, we get a sense that there is okayness. Even though there are things that hurt. Even though there are things held back that would like to run free. Sometimes we get a sense of a quiet, even when the mind is busy or the heart is busy or the energy is busy or the body is busy. Sometimes just a feeling of deep quiet anyway. Already. Not affected. By our habits of smallness. Still big anyway. And with practice of tuning into the possibility or the feeling of deep quiet, no matter what, deep stillness or vastness already, not made up. No matter what habit energies are running around, no matter how much I hate myself or that other thing or person or whatever, no matter how worried or excited or sad or angry. Something that in a healthy, wholesome way doesn't care. With practice, that kind of carefree, deep down zone. With experience, we can know it better and better, that it doesn't need to be something that we kind of wall off. It has room also for the small, for the worry, for the excitement, etc. For this is better, that's worse, I know, I don't know, I'll never know, I didn't know, I will know. That sort of trapped animal energy of small mind. And so just as a practice, which means it might be hard or it might be easy, we don't know yet. Could we start with feeling towards relaxing back and open into a deep okayness or quiet, or the possibility that that's also happening, however upset I am, however tight the mind is. And then first step, feeling through the body for a pleasant sensation. There is a pleasant or a neutral sensation somewhere. Let it be found, and just simply felt for a few moments, wherever it is. So the mind might say, oh, just only my left sitting bone, that's not enough, that's not good. Whatever it is, just briefly, first guess, best guess, what is the goodness of that goodness? What is the actual texture? Does it feel open or silky, creamy, grounded, embraced, embracing, warm, cool? Sinking down further into the ground and the day, as if we could also nestle up against the air as well as the ground. Nestling into here. And then maybe coming back to wherever in your body is your kind of home spot, your relief place that's easier to connect to now, or to the breath now, or to the ground now, or whatever. Deep okayness is with us back there. It's got our back. And encouraging to come to mind a memory, preferably not too intense, but something you can feel, of a time that you did something that hurt someone else. maybe accidentally on purpose, maybe on purpose. Preferably, again, something small, but that you can feel. Oh, that happened. You were in a hurry and you didn't listen. Or you said just the wrong thing and then it was out of your mouth. Or you held on too hard or whatever. Just leaving the situation open, letting this memory come to mind, if possible. Mind is not always obedient, but maybe some memory comes to mind. Where maybe you agreed with your assumption that that person was stupid or worthless or whatever. And you turned away. Or you were afraid of them and you turned away. Or you thought that they had something you wanted or deserved and you tried to get it. So just feeling that narrowing of your energy. The defense, the attack, the seduction, the blanking out, whatever it was, feeling how that felt as something that happens. So there could be the possibility of understanding how that worked, that function in yourself. And a kind of underlying deeper possibility of forgiveness. So possible forgiveness of life, that these things keep happening. They happen. And then maybe there's a little more room, a deeper breath, that we could let our system dig a little deeper to understand more how that happens. How it happened. Not because you are a bad person. When guilt and blame come, just noticing how that is an escape and cover up from just the raw sensing of how it felt at the time. And the fact that it happened, that these things happen, and that happened. And how the heat of the anger feels, or the heaviness of the fear feels, the cloud of the sadness feels, etc. Digging deeper down, and that can be a process over many days, months, years. It's worthwhile to give it its time. To let it be a natural digging. Interested in getting to the bottom of it as one important key to freedom from suffering. Not just freedom from the suffering of that event, but freedom from suffering forever. Just unlocking that. And so interested how that happened, what forces came into play in the psyche, and what gave them our life energy to use. To turn away, to shut down, to demand, or whatever. It happens. And noticing that the more we can realize that it happens, it's not that I did it so much. It's a human thing that happens. It gives us more access to get really in and underneath where it starts from in you, to feel our way, where it starts from. The thinking that I already know the answer, or the thinking that I couldn't possibly know the answer. And just letting your willingness to go down deeper, letting that willingness and confidence grow. A willingness to kind of bare ourselves, to be naked enough to actually see it, to understand. It's not a small thing. It's a small event. It's not a small thing. And continually resting back into that sense of something is okay anyway. So even though there are these deep forces at work in the psyche that can be cruel in these, for now, small ways, that's not all. There's also already in us, in a human being, a kindness, a caring. And if we can start to get the relationship between that deep caring that comes before even my sense of myself, is already there before the me, such a deep caring. How that caring works with the being mean and small and demanding and closed. Just in that one specific instance. Feeling where there was caring underneath, and then something else happened to you and through you, and it had an effect of hurting. It matters, and it's not the end of the world. It matters, and it happens, and it's not your fault. So feeling for all these elements where there's already okayness, what we did that hurt isn't all that we are, and we can feel what it feels like that what I did hurt. It left someone out or whatever. Dig deeper. And then we may kind of come into a place like a land in our inner world where there is what we could call forgiveness. Because that's not all I am, because the way these hurts happen is when the habit energy and these forces sweep through us. Rather than it being that thing that I think of as me doing something. because it happens. Maybe there's kind of a land or a dimension that has eyes of forgiveness. Even before something happens, knowing it does happen, it will happen. And then maybe some words can come in your own best fitting words. Feeling all these elements, deep okayness, room for everything, all of these kind of ingredients, body and mind, deep, big mind, small mind, ability to dig, interested in understanding, the fact that I hurt someone else that time. The discomfort, the unwillingness to feel, the willingness to feel. What is there a wish for other than just escaping from the intensity? What would be the deepest wish in our situation here? And finding words for it. And maybe giving a year to find words for it. Or maybe something kind of pops up, a best guess for now. There could be a kind of personal wish with that situation and that person. Wishing that whatever harm happened could be healed in a way that's towards transformation and richness, towards freedom, or asking for forgiveness, wishing for peace. And we could even spread it more widely, all those people that similar habit happened, that similar gesture, turning away, shutting down, demanding. You felt higher, you felt lower. You didn't say, you did say. You spaced out, you didn't show up, whatever. All those times, all those hurts that were caused by your own behavior, your own program. What's the wish? May those real, actual people from that hurt discover freedom, be healed, be at peace. May they find a way that that hurt could give them a kind of something to push off from towards freedom, towards not repeating pain and pain. And what's your deep wish? Not just to avoid life just because we can hurt each other so easily. Just to hold back completely, would that also not hurt people? So since it's dangerous, since we're vulnerable, Then what? What's the deep wish? May you give yourself fully to that deep caring rather than the defense, the cover-up, the small mind, the program. May I feel the joy of alignment into that deep care. And may that have me fully. In every action, word, thought, moment. Is that it, or what is it for you? Feeling your way. And even though we're talking about hurt, it's not a disloyalty to let joy be the sign of alignment with what might be the deep wish here. The deep wish may go with joy. Joy might be your sign. And we could, for now, just hear the words that could be a little more traditional and feel how that filters through you. For all the ways that intentionally, unintentionally, consciously, unconsciously, I hurt you, that other person, or others. I ask forgiveness. Or I would translate that as to be, I ask for this experience to put me in deeper touch. Beyond our vulnerability, to stay true to what is unshakable and tender. And cares. And maybe allowing a couple of long, deep out-breaths. Flushing that out. And maybe sometime during today you might want to turn the question around, remembering a time not too intense, small but feelable, that someone else hurt you. You can feel it, but it doesn't take over. You can feel the hurt and also the space and the okayness. And then letting the natural digging of the wide mind start to happen. What went into that? What might have gone into that? How it so happened that that person hurt you? And really leaving room for all the factors, including it's partly how I took it. I took it as a put down. I took it as a rejection. My programming took it as rejection. My programming took me small in reaction. It was a reaction. And also room for the reaction is because we care. We care about connection. We care about respect, respecting each other. We care about being here together with the preciousness of each one honored. And there was the carelessness of that person, possibly. They were in a hurry, they were afraid, they felt intimidated by you, they were afraid of you. They thought you had something they didn't. They hated themselves so much that they hardly knew who you were or whatever happened. Whatever may have happened. Sometimes we kind of know and sometimes we really know, sometimes we have no idea. We just feel for a while. We're allowed to. Giving that time. And we could also give time for a whole other pocket of investigation, a time that you hurt yourself. What went into that? What allowed that to happen, that you hurt yourself? What are the elements of the situation, etc.? And I would just recommend leaving that as something that might come up during the day. Maybe not when you're feeling low energy. Maybe not when you're feeling some negativity already, some storm. But maybe it just comes up sometime this week that you feel interested. And so again, maybe a longer out breath. Flushing out this practice, this focus. Feeling again for maybe what brings joy, maybe a moment of joy today, yesterday, this week, this year. With the background of okayness. A deep lake of quietness. And what was that moment of joy that happened? How did it feel? Where in the body? Was it warm or cool? Did it lift up? Did it sink down? Did it do both? Did it spread out? Did it move? Was it still? Was it fluid, fast, slow, etc.? Noticing if you feel comfortable letting yourself feel joy, or if you feel uncomfortable letting yourself feel joy, letting the joy take over. And from here, from at least the possibility, we're allowed to feel joy. We're allowed to let a smile come for no reason. Don't have to, but we could. Sometimes the body smiles. The chest lifts and spreads, the throat starts to smile, the back of the mouth starts to smile, the back of the eyes starts to smile, and then it comes into the face, the ears. The whole skin of the head, the arms. So from the possibility that joy is our guide, one of our important guides, and so we might as well get to know how it feels in the body as well as we can, intimately. From here, what is important in this life? in this life where there is hurt and there is joy and there is quiet and there is space. And there is sometimes a movement of intelligence, somehow, sometimes. Just asking yourself, as if maybe in a really quiet, deep, intimate moment with the close friend, you're feeling for what is important, or you're just feeling what is important. It's just come, the presence of it with you. And how that feels in your cells. How the cells say yes, even though we might be afraid. So feeling for your own yes, not what you think it's supposed to be. That deeper spiritual instinct. That. How that feels bodily. If it makes the body shift posture, then let that happen. And we may keep losing the texture of it. We might keep losing it. So sometimes there could come a memory, even sometimes a memory of a dream. Of a moment that we felt or tasted. What makes life worth living, what living is. And you can use the memory to come back into it. Again and again. So letting the innermost drink that texture. And maybe there are words that help you stay connected. Maybe there's an image that helps you connect. To what you know matters more than your name matters. More than food matters. And yet it doesn't have to be this big, heavy, solid, boom, kind of thing. It might be quite slippery, silky, tiny, uncatchable, breezy. No name quite fits. So it's a practice that we keep finding our way back to connect and to let it be felt in the cells. And to let the cells have their time to say yes. And not worrying about where there's contraction, that habit of no against life. May there be welcome. Ease. in the vastness. You are allowed. To let life come through you in that way. Of loving what you love, whatever it may be. And by feeling how it feels to love what you love in the muscles, bones, skin, all the cells. We can keep getting closer and closer to where there is no conflict. And still room for where there is conflict. May there be welcome. Ease in the vastness. And just in the last minute or so of the meditation, as if we could open the windows and doors and allow that same kind of blessing, wish, knowing of what's important, just pass out over the earth, through the room, into the ground, through the clouds. May there be ease. Welcome. In the vastness, your own words, your own texture, your own way. Of loving what you love. What you've already always loved.